Plastic bags, as you may know, have a bad reputation. They're not biodegradable. They're seen as a toxic pollutant that can do great harm to wildlife. Some states and hundreds of cities have now passed bans on plastic bags or are demanding a fee if you use one, but those bans may be having unintended consequences. NPR newsletter editor Greg Rosalsky joins Stacey Vanek Smith on our podcast, The Indicator, from NPR's Planet Money to explain.
Your newsletter, it was like a love letter to the plastic bag.
Yeah, a love letter might be a little much. I do love plastic bags, though. I do.
So tell us what you found.
So I talked to this economist. Her name's Rebecca Taylor. Taylor recently published this super interesting study about bag bans in California.
What I found was that sales of garbage bags actually skyrocketed after plastic carryout bags were banned.
So people had reused their bags to, like, line trash bins.
Oh, I do that.
Do you use them to pick up dog poop? Because that's another common thing.
I don't
thing.
Have a dog.
I don't either. But all these people who reused their plastic bags, they still needed bags.
Small garbage bags, they went up by 120%. Their sales did. Medium bags went up by 60%.
And so here's the crucial thing that she told me. Garbage bags are actually thicker than shopping bags, so they use more plastic.
I find that about 30% of the plastic that was eliminated by banning carryout bags comes back in the form of thicker garbage bags.
But here's the thing. These bans didn't apply to paper bags.
Okay.
And that led to a huge increase of paper use.
I always get paper grocery bags.
Okay, Stacey, so like, please like do not hate me for pointing this out.
Okay.
But so actually there are multiple studies. They all show that actually paper bags are worse for the environment than plastic.
Really?
Yeah, so paper bags have this one really great thing for them, which is they are biodegradable. They will eventually break down, but you have to use way more energy to create them. So we have a major uptick of trash bag sales, and then we have a major uptick of paper bag use. That's why Taylor says banning plastic shopping bags ends up increasing greenhouse gas emissions.
So I would say this leaves us with nothing, but there is a kind of bag that I use all the time. And, you know, this is public radio, so we cannot have this conversation without bringing up the Noble tote bag.
Stacey, no. I don't want to have to say this, but I have to. There's a study from the UK government, and they found a person would have to reuse a cotton tote bag 131 times before it was better for climate change than using a plastic grocery bag once.
Okay, Greg, but, like, we can't just carry things around in our arms. Like, what are we supposed to do?
You should reuse the same bag over and over again. Now, that bag should probably not be organic cotton. Use one that's, like, polyester or a somewhat durable plastic. But then there's kind of the broader policy question. Taylor thinks a fee is smarter than a ban. That's because they're both equally effective when it comes to the goal of encouraging reuse.
So about 50% of customers begin using reusable bags under both a ban and under a fee.
So impose a fee and encourage reuse.
Stacey Vanek Smith,
Greg Rosalsky, NPR News.